fine. So basically, as you can see in the note card, the idea is let's build phonetic information into objects exactly like we build additional information into objects in augmented reality. Well, in augmented real reality, first world, first life, we can only do that via additional devices like cameras and mobile phones, right? You point your mobile phone at a scene in real life and you see some augmentation, for example, a note about, I don't know, who built the monument you're looking at, or a note about what you can eat in the restaurant that you're pointing your device at, etc., etc. And now that's quite a piece of hype recently concerning augmented reality. Now, in virtual reality, in Second Life, for example, and this is, of course, much easier because you can actually build in all kinds of information into objects. You don't need any extra devices to do that. So I thought, fine, for teaching pronunciation purposes and more generally teaching languages, let's build more in. Now, this is not such a revolutionary idea. Of course, if you think about Callisto Ensenal's Mikasa or Anna Begonia's holodecks with built-in information like Cucinamo la pasta, where, you know, there are objects on the table and you use them to make a dish, and the names are actually in the name and description field, okay? So that's not terribly revolutionary. What is different is that, of course, I'm into phonetics of pronunciation, so I build in phonetic information. So if you have a look around this place in my house, which is right next to this launch room on my left and Osna's right, you'll see that many objects, well, actually 32 as of today, I think, have built-in information, Mikasa style, kind of. So if you edit the object, you look in the name field or description field, you'll find information there. Now, phonetic info may be of different kinds. Sometimes it's a simple note, like saying, okay, pay attention to this sound because it's difficult. It can be a question. It can be a sound file. Now, somebody touched this table that you see in front of you.
Table and chairs.
I'm touching it now. You can touch it to your heart's content.
Table and chairs.
And listen to the recording. If you edit it, you'll see that in the name field, it simply says table and chairs. But in the description field, there is a question. What's wrong with this pronunciation? Okay. Well, that's a kind of question. This is exactly the question I asked last night when I had the last meeting in my series of pronunciation meetings, Wednesday pronunciation meetings. And the students were able to correctly identify the phonetic problems, the final L in table, which is not the English correct L, and the pronunciation of chess, which does not have the diphthong and is voiceless at the end. So that's exactly what I mean to answer your question in this long-winded way. Euro, that's what I mean by phonetically augmented virtuality. Now, this is, of course, the beginning of the road. I'm no scripter. I still need to learn scripting. I have limited resources, by the way. This is no huge project, European funded or anything. It's my own private hobby, really, so far. So there are all kinds of obstacles, but that gives you an idea. You can build all kinds of such information there. You can build more questions. You can try to make them more intelligent questions. You can combine these questions with a HUD so that it's easier to interact with those objects.